From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese with your daily newscast for Tuesday, December 9th, 2025. Four people are now facing identical felony charges in an alleged kidnapping in West Arkansas. Former Crawford County Library Board Chair Tammy Hamby is facing several charges, including false imprisonment, battery, and terroristic threatening. Hamby is accused of orchestrating the kidnapping of her developmentally disabled adult daughter as a, quote, scare tactic to stop her from talking to strangers online. Three other people who allegedly helped Hamby with the plot are also facing identical charges. The U.S. government is asking for the dismissal of part of a lawsuit over the death of Little Rock's former airport director. Attorneys are asking for a tort claim to be dismissed in the lawsuit over the death of Brian Malinowski. He was shot by ATF agents in a pre-dawn raid in March of 2024. Agents had been attempting to serve a search warrant as part of an investigation into Malinowski and alleged illegal gun sales. Attorneys for the U.S. are asking a judge to dismiss part of the lawsuit filed by Malinowski's widow, which allows individuals to sue federal officials for violating their constitutional rights. The state of Arkansas will soon have to shoulder more of the cost for SNAP benefits. Monday morning, representatives from the Arkansas Department of Human Services spoke before a joint legislative committee with details. While the state will foot the bill for 25% of administrative costs, there may be additional cost increases based on calculated reporting error rate. That statistic measures improper payments, among other things. Division of County Services Director Mary Franklin says higher rates begin at an error rate greater than 6%. The state is currently just over 7%.
Above 6% would be around a $25 million cost. I don't have the math for beyond that, but we can certainly get that to you. And I would just say that this is an estimate. It's based on how many households receive SNAP, how much are the benefits, and also the error rate.
The additional administrative cost begins October of next year. The cost associated with a higher error rate percentage will take effect in October 2027. DHS Secretary Janet Mann says they are working on multiple fronts to bring that error rate down.
We have reached out to other states that have lower error rates to inquire what are they doing, how are they doing things differently. In addition, I think it's important to note that the beneficiary errors, if they fail to report something or report something in error, that counts against us also. So we're focused on how do we educate the beneficiaries on the information that is needed, but also on our staff and team of what to ask for, how do we have those interviews and be consistent.
DHS representatives also answered questions regarding the rollout of SNAP benefits following the government shutdown ending in November and said they were able to administer full benefits as soon as the shutdown ended with no additional costs. The wife of a West Arkansas County sheriff says she should not be named in a lawsuit from four former deputies. The four are suing Johnson County Sheriff Tom Hughes and his wife, Suzanne, in a civil lawsuit. The four allege retaliation and that the sheriff and county violated their rights, leading to their dismissals. They allege Suzanne Hughes libeled them in social media posts. Plaintiffs are asking for reinstatement, back pay, and damages in addition to other demands. Arkansas is adding the Blanchard Springs Caverns complex to its list of state parks. Governor Sarah Sanders announced on Monday the state has entered an agreement with the U.S. Forest System to designate the cavern system as Arkansas's 53rd state park. The State Department of Parks, Heritage, and Tourism will jointly manage the park alongside the USFS, which has previously managed the caves. New research shows average life expectancy is rising in Arkansas. Data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention show life expectancy at birth in Arkansas rose by roughly 1.5 years in 2022 to just under 74 years of age. The report found life expectancy increased in 48 states and Washington, D.C., with Vermont and Maine both posting slight declines in life expectancy. Arkansas's average life expectancy is still below pre-pandemic levels, with the state recording an average of 75.7 years in 2019. Today you can expect a high of 55 degrees with cloudy but clearing skies. Your low tonight is 42 degrees. As we continue into Wednesday, we'll have highs near 60 with mostly sunny skies. From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese.